Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Buccos, winners of 2 out of 3, a half game back in the NL wildcard race. Mitch Keller pitched a gem in Brian Reynolds' clutch and continued his hitting streak. Neil Walker joins us to discuss on the Fan Hotline. Brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. First of all, Neil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, boys. How's it going?
Well, we were great. Now I'm all worried about my friendship with Mark Caboli, but we'll just have to put a pin in that for the moment. All right, Neil, now you were at the ballpark, as I understand it, yesterday as a fan. So you got see up close and personal, in the elements, in the heat, just how well Mitch Keller pitched. So here's the question, because we talked about this a lot earlier. If the Pirates were in a playoff series, who's getting the ball for you game one?
Well, I think given track record and what we actually really, really know, I mean, it'd probably be safe to say Paul Skeens, but at the same time, you know, there will come a time where Paul, where the league adjusts to Paul. To a certain degree, most likely will not be a gigantic punchback. But I just feel like as it sits here today, you have a very good idea what you're going to get from Mitch Keller as far as if he potentially gets in trouble, if he is good like he was yesterday. I mean, that was a 2-hour and 8-minute game. There was nobody happier than I was because I went down with 8 to 10-year-old girls, tennis girls that of my daughter, and I'm sweating out every crevice ever created. And on top of that, I didn't have power for 48 straight hours in Northern Allegheny County. So I wish I was home on my couch watching the game because I didn't even get to watch the first two games of the series. So I'm mad as can be anyway. And then you turn around, you get to the game, you turn around, and all of a sudden it's 2 hours in the game, and then here comes David Bednar to shut it down. So yesterday was about as happy as I could be as a fan. I wasn't working. I was watching the game. Even though it was hot, I knew that there was no better place to be, and you got Mitch Keller on the mound just sitting guys down left and right. It was quite a day. But to straight up answer your question, as it sits here right now, I'd want Mitch Keller throwing game one in a 3-game series.
Neil, is it safe to say that as we stand right now and, you know, as we sit here right now, that Mitch Keller and Paul Skeens should be all-stars?
Yeah, I would say that's probably very much a good statement. I mean, I think that Colin Holderman may have, at least from a pitch, what he's actually accomplished. I mean, if you dig through his numbers, and obviously it's a different situation from a voting standpoint, but if you dig through his numbers, he's been, he gave up a 2-run home run his third pitch of a season in Philadelphia, and has basically given up like 1 or 2 runs ever since. And one of those runs was lost in the lights by G1 Bay in Toronto. So, but yes, I think it would be fair to say that, it is hard conversation because, you know, in most instances, everybody wants to see the best players at the All-Star game. But there's also instances where, you know, guys come out of the blue. You know, for instance, the shortstop in Colorado, he probably deserves to be potentially the All-Star, the starter at shortstop in the All-Star game. But the way the voting process works, you're most likely going to get Philadelphia or L.A. Dodgers, regardless of who's at shortstop for them. They're probably going to get voted in based on just the fan base size alone. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle the Skeens situation because I think everybody wants and feels like he is one of the best pitchers in the league already, and he should be on the All-Star game. But there's also scenarios where, you know, sometimes you need to reward guys that have had an incredible first half of the season whether that's fair or not, that's, you know, sometimes it happens in both directions.
Neil Walker joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Brian Reynolds quickly playing his way into All-Star consideration. Fifth in NL outfielders in RBI, third in NL outfielders in homers, fifth in NL outfielders in batting average, fifth in OPS, seventh in on-base percentage, fourth in slugging percentage. Neil, why does this guy turn into Superman come June? Is there any explanation for something like this?
You know, we've seen Kutch do this a handful of times, like, you know, back in 11, 12, 13, 14. I mean, he was a notorious slow starter. Other guys I played with, Adam LaRoche was a notorious slow starter. And then it's almost like, and obviously Kutch is from Florida, but we would always joke, like, you know, it took him a while for their blood to thaw out or whatever, coming from Florida. But yeah, it's wild. If you dig through Brian Reynolds' numbers, especially in June, I mean, I think he's, since 2019, as of a couple weeks ago, he was the seventh best. He had like the seventh best WAR and seventh best average and on everything. And he's just continuing to do that. There will be some bad news on this is hot take item stuff right here. There will be some bad news on the hitting streak for Brian Reynolds, though, because it sounds like he may have potentially got a hit taken away from him last week, and that will most likely end his hitting streak.
Which hit? Wait,
do you remember the play?
I don't know. I can't remember exactly the one, which one it was. I think they said it was this past Saturday, which would have been in Colorado. But it was a ball he hit the left field, and the left fielder thought he was closer to the wall than he was and kind of gator armed the ball, and it kicked off his glove, but he wasn't necessarily right up against the wall, and that was the only hit he had in that game. So it sounds like his hitting streak will have ended at, you know, whatever that was, four games ago or, yeah.
What?
So, that's crazy.
That pisses me off. Like, Joe DiMaggio, how many games of his streak? I'll have to look this up. Did Joe DiMaggio only have one hit? We weren't replaying the games back then. Like, come on.
That's ridiculous.
That really annoys me.
I agree. And there's a system set up in baseball through an app, actually, that the players get, where if you feel in both directions, if you feel like you should have had a hit on a ball, maybe a guy misplayed and they gave him an error and the game ended and it was still an error, or vice versa, you can send it into the league and explain exactly when it was, what happened, why you deserve to get a change. But in most instances, they don't get changed. So there's a good chance somebody, the pitcher that evening that faced Brian, probably sent it in and said, I think this was an error. And they most likely reviewed it. And
oh, what a nerd. If you care about your ERA, don't play in Colorado.
Man, I wonder how that affects gambling, though, low key. But
wow. What if you had Brian Reynolds to get a hit or something?
Right, they had two base.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's really interesting, yeah.
Neil, say Ke'Bryan Hayes gets on a hot streak here, and he is a part of this process, and everything stays the same. Would you be comfortable of saying that this team is right where they need to be and they don't need to add a bat by the trade deadline? Or would you say that they still would need to add a bat even though Ke'Bryan Hayes has found some momentum and is hot right now?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing about Ke'Bryan Hayes is that he makes a lot of contact. If you're asking him to kind of hit in that 2, 3, 4, 5 spot in the order just based on his slugging numbers, it's probably not going to match up with what you really want to see in that section of the lineup. We've seen him lead off recently, especially against some lefties. We've seen him at times in that 6th spot in the lineup, and we've just been waiting to potentially see him kind of get back to that slugging form that we saw at the end of last year, where he was, you know, pulling some balls and pulling some balls in the air. But he makes hard contact. I mean, I know people don't really want to hear that in today's day and age. Like, you hit the ball hard, but it's on the ground and it's on a line more so than in the air. And we kind of saw that with Rowdy Tellez when he was really going back. He was, you know, putting balls in play, and some were hit hard, but they were basically hit right into the shift or right into the ground. So I just think that there's, you know, with the resurgence of Rowdy and Key Bryant kind of not necessarily slugging like we hoped he was slugging, and Jack Sawinski struggling, I just still feel like there should be a bat added in some form or fashion. Because I personally think if you're able to find a corner bat, corner slash DH type bat that you can sit in that 3-4-5 hole, which is easier said than done, to be honest, that just takes the pressure off of everybody else. It takes pressure off of O'Neill. It takes pressure off of Brian Reynolds feeling like he has to slug at least when he gets on base more than just getting single after single and so on and so forth. So, but yes, to answer your question directly, Doran, I think that if you see Rowdy Tellez has kind of evened out a little bit as far as his production. Jack has not just yet, and you know I think we all can agree that Ke'Bryan Hayes, there's more in there. We've seen it, and if you can get one of those two guys on a roll, or at least to solidify what he is, I think that's going to be gigantic for this offense moving forward, because there's just so many teams right smack around that 500, and it's going to take a lot to separate yourself from the pack, because there's just only a few teams that are really, really have really good records, and there's only a few teams that have really bad records. So with the extra wild card system put in place, you're going to see more and more teams trying to go after very similar type of guys as we get closer to the trade deadline.
Neil, I'm a little bit surprised that when your power was out for 48 hours that you didn't just go and buy a new house, to be honest.
Well, I had a portable generator that was connected into the freezer, which was nice. And we do have a generator that is connected to, you know, the AC and the fridge, but that didn't work for 24 hours as well. So, you go figure. When you need something, it doesn't work. But we got it. Eventually, somebody came out and got it kicked on for us. So
happy to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your time, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. All right.
You guys have a good week. All right.
You too. What a guy.
All right.
Neil Walker. Let's buy another house.
Yeah. Must be nice.
He's got 500K just sitting around. I'm going to buy another house.
Yeah, it must be nice.
That'd be cheap for him.
Very cheap.
How about Brian Reynolds getting his hit streak taken away?
Yeah, that's wild.
I have not seen that reported anywhere. So Neil kind of breaking the news here.
Yeah, I trust him.
Oh, God, does that really tick me off. Like, you have an official score for a reason. You make the call in the ballpark. When the game is, you can change it during the game, fine. You want to think about it, you want to talk about it, fine. But a week plus later, when a guy's got 18-game hitting streak, that's ridiculous
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that was four games. So he'll still have like a 12-game hitting streak or something like that.
What did he say? It hit the wall? Or
that outfielder gator-armed it? Like, I don't remember the play. If you remember the play, because there are people out there that will, text it to us at 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Or you can tweet it at us. I know there's a guy who loves our show that won Pirates tickets through us, Skeen Stash or something. He's always cutting up videos. He might have it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone tweet it to us, because maybe it should have been an error. I don't know, but that really irritates me. @_AdamCrowley @ScoreAndDoran, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.